100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Election Day tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on Pennsylvania today. Donald Trump, North Carolina, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. ABC's Catherine Falders is in Mar-a-Lago with more on Donald Trump's campaign.
They have cautious optimism. There isn't a real sense of, yes, we're going to win this thing like they felt before. Look, this race has been neck and neck really the whole time here. It's a toss-up. So they're trying to target as many of these voters in these swing states as they can.
The final ABC News Ipsos poll shows Harris ahead 49% to 46% within the margin of error. Tornado warnings posted today in the same parts of Oklahoma where Twister struck over the weekend, leaving 12 people hurt and damaging more than 100 buildings. More storms in eastern Spain have suspended commuter rail service in Barcelona. The extreme rainfall in Valencia last week left more than 200 people dead. Angry survivors hurled mud at the King and Queen of Spain when they visited the town over the weekend. This is ABC News. Elon Musk was a no-show again at a Philadelphia hearing over his million-dollar voter sweepstakes. The district attorney accusing the billionaire of illegally trying to sway the election. Musk's attorney charging prosecutors with wanting to silence their client for supporting Donald Trump. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek revealing he has colorectal cancer. More on the 47-year-old actor from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Vanderbeek saying he revealed the diagnosis earlier than he wanted because I was informed that a tabloid was going to run with the news. Apologies to all the people in my life who I'd planned on telling myself. It comes amid a disturbing rise in the number of younger Americans diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Rates among people under age 55 have doubled since 1995. Doctors say factors include poor diet, lack of exercise, smoking, heavy alcohol use, obesity, and they say knowing your family history is crucial.
In Indonesia, at least 10 people are dead after a volcano started erupting overnight. You're listening to ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high in the upper 60s today with scattered showers. Overcast tonight, mild. Again, maybe some periods of rain overnight. A low of 55. 64 Tuesday with a brief thunderstorm possible. Northeast winds are at 5 miles per hour. Right now in Richland Center, it is 63 degrees.
WRCO
100.9. I didn't know she was back in town. Seemed like it'd been forever. She said it's good to be back home, but you know what would make it better? You still got that short bed Chevy we put the memory miles on. I'm sure you sold that thing. I smiled and said, you're wrong. It's in the barn out back, and if I can get that thing to crank, how about a little test drive down by the lake? Let's see if that truck still works. Shift and a ball cap behind the seat. If you miss those old times, the sun sets about 9 and I've got a four-wheel drive. Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if the miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place I used to know about. might get stuck again. Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if the miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place I used to know about. Let's see if they pay that old dirt road that used to run out. Find out if that dog with a lamb still there to hang our shirts if you ain't got nothing else to do tonight. Let's see if that truck still works.
Trucks. In fact, Brad Paisley's new one kicked off the hour with Trucks Still Works, and then Carrie Underwood and Out of That Truck as well. A look at celebrities with birthdays today here on WRCO. Well, we talked about her earlier today. Actress Loretta Swit of MASH fame is 87. Did such a great job in that role. Also, Harry Elston of Friends of Distinction, a group from the 60s. In fact, I've had Harry on my show. He is 86. Singer Delbert McClinton is 84. Country music's Kim Forrester of the Forrester Sisters turns 64. And actor Ralph Macchio, former teen idol, he is 63. And Cobra Kai was a big show just a year or so ago. I believe they wrapped that up, but four or five seasons of that. Karate Kid, 35, 40 years later, and to see what happened to him. Also, Survivor Jeff Probst. He is a host of Survivor 63, and actor Matthew McConaughey is 55 as well. TV personality Bethany Frankel is 54 on the 4th of November.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. Every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances. Canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter.
Schizophrenic, and so am I. There's a stranger in my mirror who don't know how to behave. He keeps grinning.
thinking about you and whistling tunes while he ought to be watching the shade. We move alike and we look the same, but I swear we got totally different brains, and the love we're in with you just makes it clearer. He used to be my twin, now there's a stranger in my mirror. And he's always doing little things I never thought I'd do, like looking at diamond rings, drawing hearts and writing I love you. Thought it was just a case of mild affection until I caught a glimpse of my reflection. I looked up into my own eyes and saw someone staring back I didn't recognize. There's a stranger in my mirror who don't know how to behave. He keeps grinning about you and whistling tunes while he ought to be watching me shave. We move alike and we look the same, but I swear we got totally different brains, and the love we're in makes it clearer. He used to be my twin, now there's a stranger in my mirror. Lord, I'm in love with you, and there's a stranger in my mirror.
Randy Travis with a classic on WRCO FM 100.9.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
My name is Michelle Wabshaw, and I would like to encourage all Ithaca residents to vote yes for the referendum in November. My boys have attended Ithaca schools since 2015, and I have seen firsthand the extensive impact the amazing staff has had on their educational journey and self-confidence. I know this impact reaches all students, not just my boys. One of the many things I appreciate about Ithaca schools is how the staff is invested in the education and personal growth of their students. The staff really get to know their students and connect with them on a personal level, driving students to be their best selves both academically and personally. Ithaca is more than just a school. They are a community with family values at their core. They provide a learning environment that is supportive, encouraging, welcoming, and safe. Ithaca staff offers rigorous academics and sets high expectations while providing our children with the tools needed to be a productive member of society. The small class sizes ensure each student reaches their full potential and forms lifelong connections with their classmates. I urge you to vote yes for Ithaca schools, yes for maintaining this close-knit community that provides a personalized learning environment that cannot be found in a larger school. Vote yes for our children and yes for our future.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for Defund the Police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook, she won't protect you, she won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
100.9 WRCO. Back down, never gonna quit. Other side of the track. Hometown kid, I'm the one that you heard about outside of the in crowd. Heart on my sleeve and I'm beating my chest. Got a line of enemies, but I never lose rest. Every penny that I get, I earn. One day I'm gonna learn. Ever since I was young, I caught my own path. You can go and make fun, I'ma get the last laugh. I'm on top of the world now. If you don't like it, you can shut your mouth. I'm singing like, I rumble and I roar. I'm a winner, I ain't even keeping score.
When I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song. The boys are fall. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a soul.
Kenny Chesney and the Boys of Fall as the high school football season starts to wind to a close. Gets down to a few more elite teams with every passing week. That's for sure. Level 3 of the playoffs comes up on Friday night. It is 63 degrees at WRCO. The news update at 11:30 is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Election day tomorrow, Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on Pennsylvania today. Donald Trump, North Carolina, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. ABC's Catherine Falders is in Mar-a-Lago with more on Donald Trump's campaign.
They have cautious optimism. There isn't a real sense of, yes, we're going to win this thing like they felt before. Look, this race has been neck and neck really the whole time here. It's a toss-up. So they're trying to target as many of these voters in these swing states as they can.
The final ABC News News Ipsos poll shows Harris ahead 49-46% within the margin of error. Tornado warnings posted today in the same parts of Oklahoma where Twister struck over the weekend, leaving 12 people hurt and damaging more than 100 buildings. More storms in eastern Spain have suspended commuter rail service in Barcelona. The extreme rainfall in Valencia last week left more than 200 people dead. Angry survivors hurled mud at the King and Queen of Spain when they visited the town over the weekend.
Is a person ever too old to learn something new? Not at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Greetings, this is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Every day my staff and I learn new things from our residents. They teach us compassion, acceptance, resilience, and fortitude. Our residents endured the Great Depression and the Second World War. They teach us patience, sacrifice, and compassion. Our residents belong to the greatest generation of Americans. They are our heroes and inspiration. They help us maintain a habit of excellence and caregiving. They are the wind beneath our wings. No, it's never too old to keep learning. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, 875 West Side Drive, 647-8205.
There's always family.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Brewers decline closer Devin Williams' $10.5 million club option for 2025. The two-time National League Reliever of the Year remains with the team while being arbitration eligible for one more season. The Brewers' decision to decline the club option on Williams means the 30-year-old will make whatever an arbitrator decides if the pitcher and team don't work out a deal before going to a hearing. And also, the Brewers are in the news with a couple of Gold Glove Award winners. Second baseman Bryce Terang led all of Major League Baseball in defensive runs saved. Right fielder Sal Frelick used his speed and strong arm to lead the field and win his first glove, his Golden Glove. This was also Terang's first honor for defense at the Major League level. And a pick six by Detroit defensive back Kirby Joseph just before halftime put the Packers in a hole they couldn't get out of yesterday. The Lions held on for a 24-14 win, taking control of the NFC North. Green Bay has a bye week and then meets the Bears November 17th. I'm Phil Nee with sports. Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's forecast calls for a daytime high to be at around 67 degrees. We're well on our way today and also for tonight. Overcast and mild with periods of rain, a low of 55, 64 on Tuesday with some scattered showers. Right now, 64 degrees, north winds at 7. We've had just a trace of precipitation after well over 2 inches of rain all total when it began early in the morning Sunday through all the way into Sunday night. Coming up, our community calendar reminders for today, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. UW Extension educator Sarah Kubiak will be leading a two-part financial planning workshop at the Brewer Public Library Budgeting. That's coming up at 5:30 today. And financial goals on Tuesday, November 12th at 5:30. Attend one session or both. The sessions are free and open to all. Refreshments will be provided. Register by contacting the library at 608-647-6444. Park Street Christian Church will host a nonpartisan and non-denominational prayer meeting for the United States of America from 6:30 until 7:30 this evening. Tech Help Tuesday will be held at the Brewer Public Library tomorrow from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. People First Bowling. Bowling for people with disabilities is held each Tuesday from 3 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cost to participate is $2 per game. For more information, call Cheyenne Tony at 608-604-0633. The Ithaca FFA is hosting a community blood drive on Wednesday from 9:30 until 2:15 at the Ithaca Community Gym. Call 866-MY-BLOOD or Melissa Sprecher at 608-585-2311, extension 310, or go to versatide.org to make an appointment for Wednesday's drive in Ithaca. Christie's Card Buddies get-together will be held. That's coming up for a euchre tournament Wednesday at 1 at the old Avoca Gym. The Winter Market will be held Wednesday at Richland Center Community and Senior Center from noon until 4. Vernon County Human Services Department will assist individuals with power of attorney for healthcare documents the first Thursday of each month from 9 until noon at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County. To make an appointment, call 608-637-5201 or 1-888-637-1323. Celebrate Recovery will host a chili feed Thursday, November 7th from 6 until 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. It will be the 34th anniversary celebration of Celebrate Recovery International. It will include chili and a guest speaker, author, and missionary to Haiti, Deb Runge. You are invited to attend for chili, hear about Haiti, and learn more about Celebrate Recovery. Coming up, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints offers a free course to anyone who wants to learn English. The class runs from 7 until 8 every Thursday and from 11 until noon every Saturday at the church located on Executive Lane in Richland Center. For more information, contact 262-893-3763. And that's a look at today's WRCO community calendar.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even with my last breath,
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
everybody's first verse sounds the same, but we all get born and we all get raised where there is some boondocks on Marina Del Rey. Everybody turns wild when you're 16, slow roll big time and on Main Street. Everybody's got holes in their blue jeans if you bought them that way or not. Turn it up.
That's Low Cash on WRCO Radio. We're at 15 before noon. Keys were found at the Boaz Community Center recently near the back entrance. If they are yours, we have them right here. 647-2111. Several keys on the rings, and it looks like several of the keys are the same, but perhaps for some padlocks and whatnot. But anyway, they are here, 647-2111, keys found at the Boaz Community Center near the back entrance recently.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society invites you to attend its Paws for the Holiday celebration at the Richland Center Community Center, Saturday, November 9th from 10 until 2. This year's Paws for the Holidays will feature a sweet walk, a giving tree, kid-friendly activities, a bucket raffle, a silent auction, and much more. Food will be available, and as a special treat, Santa Claus will be making his second appearance at Paws. There's no admission charge, so bring the kiddos and join the fun. You'll be helping support the animals awaiting adoption from OMHS, and you can also share your 2024 Christmas wish with Santa. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
For 20 years, each summer, Crosco Park had some of the top names in country music. NWRCO is pleased to be a part of that as we look back on a 75th birthday with WRCO and this remembrance of Star Spangled, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
Chris Young, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Star Spangled Celebration.
Hey, everybody, this is Neil McCoy, and I look forward to seeing you Friday night right there at Richland Center.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh Turner, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Richland Center with your friends at WRCO.
Hi, everybody, this is John Conley, looking forward to a revisit at Richland Center.
Hey, everybody, this is Jill DeMessina, and I'm looking forward to seeing you June 26th at Richland Center with my friends from WRCO.
Hey, everybody, this is Colin Ray, and I am looking so forward to seeing you at the Star Spangled Celebration on June 26th with me, all my friends, and WRCO FM.
Hey, folks, this is Dean Sams with the group Lone Star, and I can't wait to see you out on the 23rd at Richland Center with us and, of course, our friends from WRCO.
Hi, this is Connie Smith, and my band, The Men in Back, and I are really looking forward to spending some time with you at the Star Spangled Celebration.
Hi, this is Marty Stewart, and looking forward to seeing all of my friends at WRCO's Star Spangled Celebration.
Hi, I'm Clint Black with all my friends at WRCO, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Richland Center.
Hey, this is Craig Morgan, and I look forward to seeing everybody out at the Star Spangled Celebration on the 26th.
Hi, this is Trace Atkins, and I can't wait to see you at Star Spangled Celebration.
Hey, everybody, this is Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. We can't wait to hang and party with you at Star Spangled Celebration, especially with our friends, WRCO.
There's a lot of ways of saying what I want to say to you. There's songs and poems and promises and dreams that might come true. But I won't talk of starry skies or moonlight on the ground. I'll come right out and tell you I'd just love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay down. There's so many ways your sweet love made this house into a home. You've got a way of doing little things that turn me on. Like standing in the kitchen in your faded cotton gown. With your hair all up in curlers, I'd still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. And I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. When a whole lot of Decembers are showing in your face, your auburn hair is faded and silver takes its place. Well, you'll be just as lovely and I'll still be around. And if I can, I know that I'd still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. And I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. And I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down.
Here's Holly Dunn on WRCO Radio with a little 8-track flashback and another Star-Spangled Memory.
Stringing me along,
Ain't had time to catch my breath. Boss man keeps on nagging, keeps my hind end dragging. I could wake up dead if I don't clear my head. Gotta have some tractor time, little break from the daily grind. Drop that bush hog down, go round and round. Get the whole world off my mind, reset my sanity. Back 40 therapy, where the weeds get high and so can I. When I let myself unwind, hitting that tractor time. Yeah, some folks go out hiking, horseback and mountain biking. Golf clubs, 18 holes, a bass boat full of fishing poles.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect.